You're listening to the Hamilton Today podcast from 900 CHML.
Three peregrine chicks sighted by Falcon Watch cameras Saturday morning at the Sheraton Hotel, 18th floor ledge nest. This has been going on for 30 years. And man, the pictures are absolutely spectacular. Let's bring in Krista Jackson, Falcon Watch coordinator, and here now. Krista, thanks for the time. Hope you're well.
I'm good. How are you?
So far, so good. Krista, how long have you been involved with this and watching the Falcons?
I've been watching at least probably 10 years. Volunteering, I'd say 7, maybe 8 years. It's hard to keep track of them. They're just precious each year.
It's pretty exciting to see each year. It's just amazing, really, that this keeps happening over and over again. They keep coming back.
I don't tire of it. I think it's amazing with the technology, especially with the new camera that was so generously donated. You get such excellent views, and now we can see them in infrared, so we can see them during the night when the eggs hatch. And just to watch the progress and the development, it never gets old. It's so amazing to watch.
Yeah, and as you pointed out, the definition on the shots, like, I mean, you see the little feathers and everything in their head. I mean, my goodness, it's just amazing to watch. And how many chicks total over the course of the 30 years of doing this?
The exact number is escaping me, but it's got to be around 67.
Yeah,
so I think this year would probably push us right close to 70 or into 70. So we've had a lot of chicks successfully fledge from the nest here.
That's incredible. So the 4 eggs, 3 have hatched. Is that accurate to date? And we're still waiting for one more.
Yes. So we did start getting the first chick came on Friday, and they've been hatching over the weekend. So we are at 3 right now. The 4th egg, I did see a very good shot of the little guy earlier today. The egg has started to crack, but McKeever is still sitting on her. I've got it up on the computer screen here. So you can see some of the chicks where they're still getting kept warm. There was a clear view about a half hour ago when the feeding was. So you see the 3 chicks getting fed, and there's definitely the egg has started to crack, but it will take a little time. We did anticipate that the chick would hatch at some point today, just based on the fact that the egg was found in the nest 2 days after the last one. So we expected a bit of a delay for this one to start hatching.
So how long did it take for the mother to lay all 4?
That was done over, I think it's roughly 2 days apart.
Yeah.
So it was done, you know, over the 7 to 8
right.
day kind of progress here.
That is incredible. So does this, and you're expecting a 4th, is that about average? Is that what you normally get?
Yeah, over the years, I would say the average is typically 4. We have had less. We have had, not at our nest, we haven't had 5, but there are nests where there are 5. But 4 seems to be the average clutch size with the peregrine falcons.
Are you surprised that they keep coming back to this nest? I mean, is that common for them to come to areas, other buildings, other structures where they are year in and year out?
I'm not surprised at first I was, but once you start to get to know the falcon, they do seem to be very much orientated to one area. And when you get a location like this, they're high up. The building mimics nature, so it's very much like a cliff. They have an area that's kind of sectioned off, so they're well protected. The chicks are from being able to, like, they can't just fall out because of the brick ledge around. And the fact that there are plenty of pigeons around town, so there is an endless food source for them. So really, when you consider the amount of areas that they can mimic in the city, they can mimic in nature. It is a perfect place for them. So given that, it doesn't surprise me. And I think it's pretty well known. And that's why whenever we have the nest vacated, it's never like there's always another peregrine to take in, whether it's a male or a female that has left, whether they've died or there's been a territory battle. This nest has never been open. And I think it's just because it's the prime spot and there's so many good features about it.
So pigeons, that's primarily what we're having for lunch?
Yes, yes. When volunteers will frequently see pigeons getting dressed, ready to be fed to the chicks throughout the season. Definitely a favorite in this area. It's probably just, you know, a lot to do with it's the perfect size of bird for them. It's also very popular. They're easy to get. So there's not a lot of hunting involved. Like it's not like you're hunting a prey that can get away very easily. So
you're saying it's easy pickings for them.
It is for them. Yes.
Have you seen one take a pigeon? That must be something.
I have, yes. It is. It's one of those. It's amazing to see. At the same time, I'm like, oh, poor pigeon. But it is a circle of life, so you kind of get over it. I think the only one that I really didn't like is when I was volunteering the one day, and as they were dressing the pigeon, and it feathers started coming down on you, so it was raining feathers. And I'm like, okay, that's a little too much for me.
Oh my! Well, like you said, the circle of life, and that's one of the prices I guess you pay to have them up 18 floors. Krista, another great year, and kudos to all those of you who watch this and monitor it for us and document it all for us. And congratulations on another great year, 30th year. That's pretty impressive.
Yes, it's amazing, and we couldn't do this without all the volunteers. The next volunteer orientation actually will be on Thursday, May 23rd. So if any of the listeners want to come out, details are on the website so they can sign up, and they're more than welcome to attend.
And give us a website where we can see these.
It is, if you just Google Hamilton Falcon Watch, it's at falcons.hamiltonnature.org.
All right, Krista Jackson with us, Falcon Watch Coordinator, 18th floor, the Ledge Nest, 30 years, three more and a fourth on the way. Krista, thanks for the time. Good luck.
Thanks for having us. Take care.
Thanks for listening to the Hamilton Today podcast. You can listen to the show live weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 900 CHML and online at 900CHML.com.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.